Pleasant good morning to those of you in radio land. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you today to be with our soldiers and our families wherever they are in the world. Be with those that are sick, and we ask you to be with our shut-ins. We just ask you to be with those who need a lift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who happen to make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville, also Charles and Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to get started and had some requests for the Old Chapel Airs Quartet, and I'm singing the lead on this with this group. So here they are. There you have it, the Old Chapel Airs Quartet. My, I say the old, we are getting old, and we did enjoy that album and enjoyed making it, and I hope that you enjoyed it today, and those of you who remember that day, I hope that it's a blessing to you. All right, we're going to move right along, and here's the voice of truth.
that bright tomorrow, and we'll look on his face, there will be forever in that endless day.
When I look upon the face of the one who died for me, when I look around and see all that he's prepared for me, no more sorrows there to share, no more burdens there to bear. When I look upon the face of my Lord, there I'll see my precious loved ones, never more to say goodbye. What a happy, glad reunion over there. Oh, it will be a blessed meeting, but I think I'll have to say, see you later, for I've got to see his face. When I look upon the face of the one who died for me, when I look around and see all that he's prepared for me, no more sorrows there to share, no more burdens there to bear. When I look upon the face of my Lord,
bad
Voice of Truth here on the Living Word broadcast, and I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast this far. I'd like to give you my mailing address, Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home in Cassville, Charles Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. I want to send out a broadcast today to Clell, Tony, and Sarah out at Apache Junction, Arizona. Hope they're enjoying it, and you might enjoy them on the porch. They do a great job with bluegrass. All right. Here we go with the Jordanaires. Hope you enjoy them. The Jordanaires here on the Living Word broadcast. You're listening to Living Word broadcast, your host Billy Joe Gentry. Hope that you're enjoying the music and the message in a little bit. Right now, here's Charles Goswick.
Sometimes I'm busy and don't take the time to pray, but Heavenly Father, I want to thank you today. Thank you, Lord, for being merciful to a sinful man. I'm not worthy, Lord, of your wonderful love. Why you love me, I can't seem to understand. But thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love. Heavenly Father, please listen to me today. I failed you, Lord, in so many ways. Please forgive me and help me, I pray, to live my life and thy will to obey. Thank you, Lord, for being merciful to a sinful man. I'm not not worthy, Lord, of your wonderful love. Why you love me, I can't seem to understand. But thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love. Heavenly Father, give me the words so I can sing of Jesus Christ, my Redeemer from sin, so that others might come to realize you love them too, and their sins you can hide. Thank you, Lord, for being merciful to a sinful man. I'm not worthy, Lord, of your wonderful love. Why you love me, I can't seem to understand. But thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love.
It been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? Since your mind felt at ease, how long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven, how long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? Since you woke with the dawn and felt this day is worth living, can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done.
Here on the Living Word broadcast. I hope you enjoyed him. He does a great job, and I'll tell you, we enjoyed him through the years. Our Bible lesson today, we're going to look in the book of Romans, if you'd like to look with us, chapter 1, begin verse 18. I'd like to invite you, while you're looking in your Bibles there, to the Living Word Mission Church. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76, Community of Simcoe. Just turn right there in front of the old building. We're down here in new building. We're having a good time. Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30, 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings. We hope you'll come and be with us. We're old-time worship, and we have a great time here. Look at the first chapter of Romans, verse 18. We see the whole world is guilty before God. You know, as we look at the world and see that we're guilty before God, it's a little bit discouraging to some, but not to us who know the truth. And it won't be to you if you would give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know, today when we turn our lives and over to the care of God and we repent of our sins, he's going to bless us. He's going to give us a home in heaven and have peace here on this earth as we walk through. He'll walk with you every mile of the way. That don't mean that there's not going to be trials and tribulations. They are going to come. The Bible tells us that. But it also tells us that he will be with you. And I think this is the greatest blessing of all, is when the Lord can be with us and walk with us through life. Then when life is over, we're guaranteed a home in heaven. You say, what guarantee, Billy Joe? I'll tell you, it's the guarantee of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he guarantees it, it can't get any better. So I fully accept that and enjoy it. The stages of the world, the Gentiles' unbelief, says, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Today, I'll tell you, there's a lot of hearts that's become foolish. They're darkened to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the gospel is simple. It's just a simple prayer, believing in him, trusting him. When you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart as a sinner, he's going to do it. And when you do it with sincerity and you trust him, he's going to come in there. He's going to give you what you need, and he's going to bless you in a great way. And so I ask you today to just trust him as your Savior if you haven't. If you already have, I hope that we can be of an encouragement to you and tell you that he loves you. You know what? The love of God is so great. I think of it so wonderfully, you know, how that he cleansed my life and gave me a wonderful life. There are things in my life that I'm not proud of, and I'm sure there's others that's the same way. But we never look back once the Lord has forgiven us. The only difference between us and the one that's not going to heaven is we're forgiven. And they need forgiveness, and the Lord Jesus will forgive. He tells us in John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How do I know I'm forgiven? Because I love the brethren. I'll tell you, when you turn your life over to Jesus Christ in that manner, he's going to give you what you need. He's going to give you the blessings of life. And he's going to give you the results of the world in unbelief. Listen to this, verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. He says, who exchanges the truth, God, for a lie? And worshipmen serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Let me tell you, we need to worship our Creator, Jesus Christ, because God's in heaven and he's looking down. And my friend, he's going to require us of our deeds that's done in this body. And certainly if we're looking to Jesus Christ, we're not looking for the lusts of life. We're not looking for the pleasures of life. We're looking for the forgiveness of sins and the victory that is yet to come. Someone said, how do you know we're going to have victory? Read the last chapter of the book of Revelations, my friend. The Christians are the one that's going to overcome. And that's the winning battle that I'm going to be fighting. That's what side that I want to be on. I want Jesus on my side, and I want him on your side. I hope that you will receive him and you'll trust him today. If you haven't, God bless you as you do. And I want you to do that in this prayer in a moment that we're going to pray right here. You can receive him right there by the radio. Follow the Lord in water baptism. Follow and find you a Bible-believing church and get on your road to knowing Jesus Christ, because it's the greatest life there is. Heavenly Father, come in the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now. We ask you to, as they say, Lord, come into my heart, and that trust you as our Savior. Come in there with the Holy Spirit and your word and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, folks, the clock on the wall said it's time to go again, and I hope that you will have a good week and that God will bless you in many ways. If you don't go to church, find you a place. If you do go to church, be there. Support the work of the Lord. Well, until next time, all of us here at the Living Word Broadcast and the Living Word Mission Church, Billy Joe Gentry saying God bless you till next time.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. And God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KNEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how he cares for you. You can trust him. You can depend on him, and you can rest in the shadow of his wings.